Hello and welcome to Business One, your business podcast for young entrepreneurs. In some of our previous podcasts, you have already learned how important a good marketing plan is for a company. Today's podcast is about how you create the perfect marketing plan, where we now welcome Alexandra Müller, the regional manager of the second largest marketing company of the country.
Hello.
As a manager of a big marketing company, you know exactly how a perfect marketing plan has to look like. Many other companies have already benefited from your work. But now you've also published a book called Step by Step to a Perfect Marketing Plan, where you want to help young entrepreneurs and startups make their business more successful. What was the reason for you to write this book?
I just want to help young entrepreneurs make their dreams come true. I also had founded my own startup several years ago, which unfortunately had no success because we underestimated how important a good marketing is at that time. Afterwards, I studied marketing to learn from my mistakes, and today I'm a regional manager of a large and successful marketing company with knowledge which could help others to avoid my mistakes.
That's really great. We will talk in a moment about how you would describe a perfect marketing plan. But for now, it would be interesting for our listeners to know what the daily work routine in a marketing company looks like.
Working in a marketing company has many different facets, so every working day brings something new. Since many of our tasks are project related, for example for different events, the content of our work is always different. However, the approach of the tasks remains more or less the same.
What do you like the most about your job?
The work is very varied and creativity is always required. Whether it is the search for a suitable event location, the design of a new flyer, or the development of a social media strategy. It is also a job where you have a lot to do with people. You work in teams, hold meetings with your colleagues to discuss strategies or concepts, and meet with colleagues from other locations to work on regional projects.
What an interesting job! Let's now move on to our main topic today. In your book, you explain in just a few steps what one has to consider in order to create a perfect marketing plan. The first point has the title, Knowing Yourself. What exactly do you mean by that?
The first steps of every strategy are all about analyzing the company itself and the current situation. So you always do the strategic marketing before you do the operative marketing. I always start my work with a SWOT analysis. That's a strategic planning technique used to identify the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats related to a business competition or project planning. I've always talked to different employees of the company and asked them about their opinion about these four parameters.
Oh yes, I've heard about them. Aren't strengths and weaknesses frequently internally related, while opportunities and threats commonly focus on the external environment?
That's absolutely correct. Strengths and weaknesses are characteristics of the business that gives an advantage or disadvantage relative to others. Opportunities and threats are elements in the environment that could be good or bad for the company.
Sounds really interesting to know. A friend of mine is also working for the marketing team in a big company. She always speaks with the employees about the expectations of the company. I never understood why she's talking to everyone. Do you know what's that all about?
Oh yes, that's the part of analyzing the company, the stakeholder analysis. It is a process of assessing a system and potential changes to it as they relate to relevant and interested parties, the stakeholders. So this analysis is about identifying all stakeholders and documenting their needs by talking to them. It is also a main part of the stakeholder management and absolutely important if the customer's company wants to expand from B2B to B2C or the other way around.
Oh, makes sense. B2B means that the company is just selling to other companies, and B2C means that the company is selling goods or services to customers. Is that right?
Exactly. B2B means business to business, and B2C means business to customer. So exactly what you have said.
The next point mentioned in your book is called Work Out Your Goal. What do you say to young entrepreneurs what they have to do in order to work out their goal?
It is very important that you set yourself a clear goal. What do you want to achieve with your campaign? Why do you renew your corporate identity? For whom do you all do it? Clear goals make it possible to structure oneself better and to work with a focus on the objectives. You have to identify your target group segment and select a target market so you know who you're targeting in your campaign. Another important point of this topic is the unique selling proposition. In a world with countless products and services offered by many different companies, your own company or product needs a feature that stands out from the crowd. A good, unique selling proposition has to be resistant to the competition, needs to be geared to the target group, and should not cause excessive costs. The development of a good corporate identity is also very important. Corporate identity refers to a complex strategic concept that coordinates all corporate activities in order to create an unmistakable personality. By clearly differentiating from the competition and creating a clear personality, the company or brand achieves distinctiveness and can more easily build trust in the product and its performance. The corporate identity contains the corporate design, the communication, the behavior, and the culture.
Okay, one second. As you mentioned earlier, a marketing strategy consists of two parts. What part are we in right now?
We have just completed the first part, strategic marketing, and would now begin with the operational marketing. The basic idea is to transform the facts, data, and goals which already collected from the strategic marketing into direct application. But this is a topic I exclusively discuss in my book.
Ah, all right, good to know. At the end, I guess our listeners would like to hear from you how you think about the topic budget.
It is very important to deal with the budget allocation for the marketing plan. Anyone who wants to optimize the impact of the overall budget must plan from the customer's point of view. Where does the money reach our target customers? What effects do we want to achieve? And which tools are best suited to achieve these goals? There are three points that have particular high priority in this issue. First of all, you have to look at yourself and your environment. How much do the competitors spend? To set a budget, you should follow industry-wide standards. On the other hand, you have to ask yourself how much money is needed to reach your goals. And last but not least, you should try to avoid wasting money. With the help of analysis of the past years, one can determine which parts require more budget and which not.
Wow, that's a lot of things to be aware of when creating a marketing plan. You mentioned in your book that as a marketing company, you should always be aware of your limits and possibilities. How can this be understood?
Here I refer mainly to the fact that we as a marketing company also partly take assistance by other companies. Especially when it comes to branding, we work together with other specialists for example, specialize exclusively on the design of a logo. Even when it comes to additional services, such as the design of a website, other specialists are often called in.
Oh yeah, that sounds really plausible. Dear listeners, now we have already arrived at the end of our podcast. I would like to thank Mrs. Müller once again for coming and for giving us such a good overview of her work.
It's been a pleasure.
Switch on again next week when the new podcast about sales appears.